From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. World powers meeting in Munich have agreed on a cessation of hostilities in Syria to begin in 1 week. But many observers are skeptical and warn that Syrian government forces, backed by Russia and Iran, could exploit the deal. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
After 5 years of war and close to 500,000 people killed, a faint sign of hope the slaughter may stop. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the ceasefire deal in Munich Friday.
We have agreed to implement a nationwide cessation of hostilities to begin in a target of 1 week's time. That's ambitious, but everybody is determined to move as rapidly as possible to try to achieve this.
Kerry's Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, emphasized there were still differences with Washington.
Ключевым является налаживание прямых контактов.
He said the key in Syria is to have direct contacts for cooperation between the army, the U.S.-led coalition, and the Russian army. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The United Nations says suspected Islamist militants in Mali killed 5 peacekeeping troops Friday in an attack on a UN base. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the early morning attack in the northern town of Kidal, which also injured about 30 other people. In a statement, the UN chief said the attack will not weaken United Nations support for the Malian government or efforts to establish peace in the country. The militants reportedly attacked the Kidal base with rockets and a van bomb around 7 a.m. At least 3 of the soldiers killed were from Guinea. This is VOA News.